Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. When the great presidential campaign advanced yesterday, we had both a long stem winding, wandering, meandering, and a very well received, very popular address by President Trump to a big rally, jam-packed, huge audience, very enthusiastic, buying all kinds of Trump memorabilia. That going on at the same time as the five remaining Republican challengers to President Trump, the challengers with even a serious chance of winning some delegates, engaged in a debate. So what does it all mean? And where do we go with it? And in the midst of all that, there was a terrific column that caught my attention by Ramesh Panuru, who is the editor of National Review. And he's the editor. Rich Lowry is the editor-in-chief. But Ramesh writes insightfully about the ongoing campaign. And he has a piece about Trump's two greatest conservative accomplishments, which he believes that Trump's campaign is actually undermining. Ramesh, thanks very much for joining us, and it's an honor having you on the show.
Glad to be back.
Terrific. Good. Okay, first of all, the two great accomplishments from a conservative point of view of Trump's presidency were adding conservative justices to the Supreme Court, giving them a super majority of the Supreme Court. And the other very related accomplishment was overturning that legal monstrosity known as Roe v. Wade. Now that Trump has made those achievements, what's he doing to undermine them?
Well, he is sort of walking away from both of them. On abortion, he is criticizing pro-life policies. So he called the pro-life policies of the type that many states have adopted since Roe was overturned, he called them terrible. And that's because, you know, governments of Florida signed one of those laws, but a lot of other states did too. Georgia, Iowa, Ohio, although it's now been nullified. Unfortunately, President.
Ramesh, are we there? I think we have a little connection problem. Yeah. And apologize for the technical difficulty, again, there's more on this because the margin in Ohio was so overwhelming to enshrine, as the saying goes, the right to abortion as part of the state constitution. Okay, we back, Ramesh? There you are.
Yes, I am.
And you were talking about states, not Ohio, where things went very badly for the pro-life side on Tuesday. But So go ahead, continue what you were saying.
So in addition to opposing pro-life policies and calling them terrible, Trump is now blaming pro-lifers for Republicans' political setbacks because he doesn't want to bear any of that blame, of course, himself. He says that Republicans had a disappointing election in 2022 because of the abortion issue, not because the candidates that he hand-selected on the basis of their loyalty to him were bad candidates. And a lot of those were the same candidates, by the way, who took a kind of a ham-handed approach to abortion where they were ruling out any exceptions and even making it sound like they didn't believe in life of the mother exceptions. So that's how he's walking away from his real pro-life accomplishment. And at the same time, he and some of his inner circle are saying he doesn't want the kind of judges that he appointed last time around. He doesn't want to work with the people that he worked with at the Federal Society to appoint those judges, to select those judges, because a lot of those judges didn't go along with some of his wackier legal theories.
Well, a lot of this has been written about and based on sources within Trump's current inner circle, that he's very, very disappointed, particularly with those judges he appointed who showed some integrity by ruling against the stolen election narrative. And the indication being that he would insist, if he becomes president again, on picking a very different type of judge than Brett Kavanaugh or Neil Gorsuch or Amy Comey Barrett. It would actually be people who were much more aligned with the Trump point of view on everything.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, that has downstream effects. So think about the way he selected candidates in 2022. If you're going to insist that the only candidates you are going to back for an election are people who say, you know, you won in 2020 by a landslide, then that's going to mean you're not going to pick Doug Ducey in Arizona to run for Senate. You're not going to pick Chris Sununu in New Hampshire to run for Senate. You're not going to ask Brian Kemp, certainly, to run for Senate. You're going to pick these people who are, the people who are willing to go along with you on that stuff are people who are not going to be strong candidates. Now, if you have the same test for judges, these are not going to be the brightest, most competent lawyers that you've ever heard of. These are not going to be people who win their cases, right? They're not going to be people right. who are easy to confirm.
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani, anyone as a legal
yeah.
thinker? How would he be with a major judicial appointment? What are his chances of confirmation?
Or getting somebody to come along with him on an opinion. You know, we do, in fact, get Elena Kagan with the conservative justices sometimes. I don't think Giuliani would get them.
I'm not sure, Rudy. I'm not sure what his future would be or his role in the Trump administration. I know apparently he's told people who are close to him that he expects to be attorney general. But that would also be, that's a position that also requires confirmation and good luck.
Well, Trump's not even helping Giuliani out with his legal bills, let alone making him attorney general.
Okay. Did you watch the debate last night?
I did, yes.
And your impression, who do you think helped his or her campaign most notably?
Well, I do think that across all three debates that we've had so far, Haley has had the most consistent, the steadiest performance. She always shows, a mastery of the subject that she's talking about. And I think she has a pretty nice manner with the way she conveys that. I don't think she should, you know, she wins every exchange, and I think you could argue that maybe she lets Vivek Ramaswamy get to her a little too much. But yeah, I think that she's the one who's had the strongest performance.
You know what's interesting is that there's a piece in the Washington Post today by Aaron Blake, and he says that the notorious line that Vivek Ramaswamy used, where he seemed to call Nikki Haley Dick Cheney in three-inch heels, and he said there are two of them on stage. And apparently he was also trying to insult Ron DeSantis, because there's been all this discussion about him wearing lifts in his boots to make him look taller. And did you pick up on that? That he was trying to insult both?
He came back at it and tried to do it again later in the debate. I don't think it worked. And honestly, I mean, you know, we're dealing with some serious issues, and it's hard to come up with something dumber for us to all be talking about.
Amen to that. Your column is posted at the website on Trump undermining his greatest conservative achievements. When we come back, another conservative achievement for DeSantis, banning cell phones in public schools. How's that working out? We'll talk about it coming up.
Michael Medved.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
And on the Michael Medved Show, with all of the talk about how badly Republicans did on Election Day this week, in this off-year election, there was one dramatic exception in a place where you'd least expect it. We will get to that in just a moment. But there's also been a good news for Republicans with a DeSantis piece of legislation that seems to have worked out very well. And who acknowledges that? The New York Times! Can you imagine? There's a piece by Natasha Singer under the heading, "This Florida School District Banned Cell Phones." Here's what happened. One afternoon last month, hundreds of students at Timber Creek High School in Orlando poured into the campus's sprawling central courtyard to hang out and eat lunch. Dozens sat in small groups, animatedly talking with one another. Others played pickleball on makeshift lunchtime courts. There was not a single cell phone in sight. And that was no accident. In May, Florida passed a law requiring public school districts to impose new rules barring students from using cell phones during class time. This fall, Orange County Public Schools, which includes Timber Creek High, took it even further, barring students from using cell phones at all during the entire school day. Not at lunch, not between classes, no cell phones. Like many exasperated parents, public schools across the United States are adopting increasingly drastic measures to try to pry young people away from their cell phones. Tougher constraints are needed, lawmakers and district leaders argue, because rampant social media use during school is threatening students' education, well-being, and even physical safety. As a result, many individual districts, among them South Portland, Maine, and Charlottesville City, Virginia, have banned student cell phone use throughout the school day. Now Florida has instituted a more comprehensive statewide crackdown, following the example of Orlando, Orange County. The new Florida law requires public schools to prohibit student cell phone use during instructional time and to block students' access to social media on district Wi-Fi. It also requires schools to teach students about how social media manipulate behavior. "This is one step to help protect our youth and our kids from the grips of social media," said State Representative Brad Yeager, a Republican who sponsored the bill. "It's also going to create a less distracted classroom and a better learning environment." Florida's enforced tic-tac detox for students amounts to a mass experiment in controlling young people's personal technology habits. The law has prompted districts that once gave teachers some leeway over cell phone use in the classrooms to introduce stricter rules. A new cell phone policy this year at Hillsborough County Public Schools in Tampa, for instance, warned students, "We see it, we take it," meaning your phone. The statistics from the U.S. Department of Education, published in 2021, reported that about 77% of schools prohibited non-academic cell phone use during school hours. This new rule followed this fall in Orange County Public Schools, the nation's eighth largest school system, and show how and why some districts are intensifying their cell phone crackdowns. During the pandemic, Orange County educators say many students' attachment to their phones seemed to deepen. Students rarely looked up from their devices as they walked down school hallways. Some teenagers covertly flipped their classmates and filmed their classmates and spread the videos on apps like Snapchat. "We saw a lot of bullying," said Mark Wasco, who is the principal of Timber Creek, which serves about 3,600 students, big high school. "We had a lot of issues with students posting or trying to record things that went on during school time." Lisa Rodriguez Davis, a middle school teacher, was growing exasperated with her students. "It was getting out of hand," she said. describing how students texted each other during class to arrange meetings in the bathroom where they filmed dance videos. Nothing like the bathroom setting for a dance video. I call them toilet TikToks. After the Florida law took effect in July, Orange County decided to impose even stricter rules. The blanket ban bars students from using cell phones during the entire school day, even the time between classes. In September, on the first day the ban took effect, Timber Creek administrators confiscated more than 100 phones from students. After that, the confiscations quickly dropped. Phone-related school incidents like bullying have also decreased. Mr. Wasco, the principal, said students now make eye contact and respond when he greets them. Teachers said students seemed more engaged in class. Oh, I love it, said Nikita McCaskill, a government teacher at Timber Creek. Students are more talkative and more collaborative. Some students said the ban had made interacting with their classmates more authentic. In other words, this is one of those things where it seems to be common sense, but it's extremely encouraging that this initiative, which started with the DeSantis administration in Florida, is working out so well. And here's that other victory I've been alluding to. And the last time voters, this is in the New York Times, the last time voters in the Bronx were represented by a Republican in the city council, Mayor Ed Koch was still asking voters, how am I doing? Ronald Reagan was president, and hip-hop music was mostly a local phenomenon. The idea that voters in the Bronx, one of the most deeply Democratic counties in the country, might ever send a Republican representative to the city council would be nothing less than a national embarrassment, Representative Richie Torres said at a recent rally for the Democratic incumbent Marjorie Velasquez. On Wednesday, that political ignominy came to fruition. With less than 1,000 votes to spare, Christy Marmorato, a conservative Republican candidate, was declared the winner by the Associated Press of the tightest city council contest in the city. Roughly 15 hours after the polls closed, there are 51 members of the New York City Council. They were all on the ballot, and this is a shocking upset. What was the issue? Ms. Marmorato had sparred with Ms. Velasquez about crime and her support of rezoning that would bring affordable housing to the neighborhood in District 13 in the Northeast Bronx. The area had shown signs of tipping to the right. In 2021, the Republican candidate for mayor, Curtis Sliwa, who was a guest on our show, won more votes in the district than the Democrat Eric Adams. This is a rare opportunity for a Republican upset on a night that was tough for Republicans. It shows how meaningful the crime issue really is. Coming up, what about the latest Marvel movie? Is it a marvel of cinema? We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The balance of power in the Senate may see a shift as Democratic Senator Joe Manchin declared today he will not seek re-election in 2024. The West Virginian delivered the news through a video he shared on social media this afternoon. President Biden is commending the reopening of a Stellantis plant as a crucial component of the fresh labor agreement between automakers and the United Auto Workers Union.
You guys sacrificed to save the automobile industry. And now the auto companies are doing incredibly well. So auto workers should be doing incredibly well as well.
Addressing union workers in Belvidere, Illinois, Biden referred to it as a momentous achievement. Kindergarten vaccine exemptions have reached an historic high. Data from the CDC, which assesses immunization programs, reveals a decrease in the number of children receiving the vaccinations compared to the period before the pandemic. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved show after the debate last night. It was one of those things where the debate was so particularly bitter on the part of Vivek Ramaswamy with his attacks, very personal attacks on particularly Nikki Haley, who I guess is perceived by many people and many commentators, and I think rightly so, as the most formidable challenger, together with Ron DeSantis, of President Trump. And after the debate, it was very striking because it was so unpleasant between them, and especially when, and you heard it, Nikki Haley said, "You're just scum." that's obviously that's going to be a T-shirt with a picture of Vivek Ramaswamy on it. In any event, no, we're not marketing it. We're not. We have nothing to do with that. So basically, after the debate was over, when they still had on NBC the camera on the stage, I was fascinated to see if they would shake hands, as people do. You have heated disagreements.
President Trump shook hands with Hillary. I don't know if he shook hands with Biden after the debate that they had in person with one another, the infamous first debate in 2020. But it was hard for me to imagine that Nikki Haley would be willing to shake hands with Vivek Ramaswamy after she said, "You're just scum." What happened was that they were walking around the stage, and he walked right past her, and it was like the other person didn't exist. And Ramaswamy was asked about this whole apparent feud by Stuart Varney on Fox Business, who's a good commentator, who asked about why Vivek wanted to be so directly hostile and dismissive and insulting toward Nikki Haley. Here's what that sounded like. This is clip five.
Called out Nikki Haley's daughter for using TikTok. She then called you scum. Why did you go after her family and her clothing? No woman's going to like that.
I'm going to tell you, she called me four-letter words in each of the last two debates, Stuart. The reality is this. The Republican Party has appropriately, I think, had scrutiny of Hunter Biden for years. I mean, you know, not only the media, but even Republican politicians. Correctly. In the last debate, she is actually saying that she said, "I feel dumber every time I hear you speak." That's what she said. For using TikTok. The criticism wasn't of Nikki Haley's daughter. It was of Nikki Haley for having been completely oblivious to where the next generation of Americans is actually getting their information. So my view is that we do better by showing up.
what does that mean? And by the way, there was a Van Jones over at CNN had some commentary where he indicated, and I think it's true, that the Republican Party took advantage of some of the disarray in the Democratic Party, the arguments involving Rashida Tlaib and the censorship and the fact that there are a bunch of Democrats, and not many, but 15 or 20 in the House, who are strongly disagreeing with President Biden's support of Israel. And this is Van Jones' comment on the debate. Listen, clip 10.
I thought Nikki Haley gave a master class on foreign policy. I thought she gave a master class on abortion. If you just took those two clips, you could teach a course on political communication, conversation. She's a force. I also thought, you know, Israel was mentioned. I thought the Republican Party took advantage of some of the disarray in the Democratic Party and stuck up for Jewish kids who are, you know, scared to leave their dorm rooms and all that kind of stuff, and came very, very forcefully saying that Jewish kids shouldn't be scared to leave their dorm rooms in this country. And I thought that was an important development in the conversation overall.
Okay, good for him for giving some credit where credit is due. And they did include two questions from one of the sponsoring organizations, which is the Republican Jewish Coalition, in which I've been active for 30 years. Those questions focused very much on the threat that the Jewish people feel, and I think we feel it all across the country, of the dangers of a revision and a revival of anti-Semitism. Speaking of that, some of the most anti-Semitic remarks made recently have been by Roseanne Barr. And for some reason, they featured her last night at Trump's rally, which was the alternative to the debate, his counter-programming. And it was a rally in Hialeah. He had a huge crowd. People were loving it. A lot of people bought Trump paraphernalia. And then the evening began with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the governor of Arkansas, announcing her endorsement for President Trump. But before she came on, there was Roseanne Barr, whose job was supposed to be to introduce Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I don't think she did it as quickly and promptly as she was supposed to. She wandered a little bit. Well, this is, after all, a Trump rally. And her profanity-laced tirade culminated with this, a new name for the presidential front runner. This is Roseanne Barr.
Aren't we all fed up with the deep state bullshit?
That that was one of the rhetorical highlights, certainly, of the evening. The Magador was, that idea was illustrated by a jacket with a picture of President Trump dressed like a Magador who's bullfighting. And meanwhile, speaking of bull, Robert F. Kennedy sparred with a PBS host on what it means to be anti-vax. Listen.
I'm not anti-vax. I've never been anti-vax.
You just spoke before one of the largest anti-vaccine groups in the country a few days ago.
That's not what they call themselves.
That's not what they call themselves, but that's what they advocate
for. You know what? I speak to a lot of people, and I don't agree, and I don't pretend to agree with everything that everybody in the audience says.
Can I ask you?
I can agree. I you know, I've said from the beginning, listen, I fought against mercury and fish for 40 years. Nobody called me anti-fish. I like the idea that we have seatbelts in cars. Nobody calls me anti-automobile. I want vaccines that are safe, just like every other medicine, and that are adequately tested. It doesn't mean I'm anti-vaccine. It just means that I'm sensible and have common sense. And I think that most Americans, if they understood my views, my real views, rather than the distortions of my views and the mischaracterizations that they hear from the mainstream media, including this network, that they would agree with me.
Houston, we have a problem.
Okay, basically, given the fact that his own wife, Cheryl Hines, has criticized him for being outspokenly anti-vax and speaking at some anti-vaccination rallies, strange position for RFK Jr. to take. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Michael Medved show, tomorrow the whole world, or much of the world in the United States here, is celebrating Veterans Day. And no, it's not the actual date of the armistice, but Veterans Day began because we were honoring the armistice that ended what was called the Great War, World War I, which is the subject of one of our history programs. You can get it at michaelmedved.com. In any event, there's a great deal of pondering at the time of the armistice. It was on the 11th day of the 11th month at the 11th hour that they finally stopped the slaughter, which claimed 16 million lives in the First World War. So with a lot of people observing Veterans Day as a national holiday tomorrow, there are a couple of movies and involving some fairly big stars and big franchises that are being released late tonight. So the latest from Hollywood, please. Okay, the biggest movie of the weekend and of the holiday is clearly going to be The Marvels, which is a sequel to Captain Marvel. And this is Captain Marvel, for those who may not be familiar with the MCU, with the Marvel comic universe. Captain Marvel is a female, and she got a lot of attention and had $426 million in terms of box office take with the previous film, starring Brie Larson as someone with magnificent powers. And Jeremy said very well, he said, I saw the trailer to this and I had absolutely no idea what's going on. And I said, I saw the film and I had no idea what's going on. It has something to do with Captain Marvel finding two teammates, played by Iman Vellani, who was supposed to be the first superhero in the Marvel comic universe, who's a Muslim teenager. She is. She's from Jersey City. And also Teyonah Parris, who is related to a character from the first film. The real problem with the movie is that without having seen the first film, which came out 4 years ago, you're going to be totally lost. And Nick Fury, played by Samuel L. Jackson, doesn't make it any easier to follow what's going on. Listen.
We destroyed Thanos, but it's not over.
My work is inevitable.
There will always be more to finish it.
This is just the beginning.
She tore a hole in space. There's a different reality leading into ours.
What are you prepared to do?
I'm invincible.
Your powers only make me stronger.
It can't be matched.
I'm asking for one last fight.
Okay, one last fight. I think this may be the last film of the series. There's a piece today, Battling the Villain of Superhero Fatigue. The pre-test, the pre-release testing of this movie has been negative. There's one thing I liked about it. It had a good film score by a film composer I'd never heard of before named Laura Cartman. But when the best thing in a movie is the music, where you can close your eyes and kind of see that it's effective, more effective than the special effects, the new character, the Muslim teenager, you don't really know that she's Muslim. She's obviously South Asian. And she's supposed to be a teenager who puts on a magical bangle, which is a ornate bracelet, which helps to give her magical powers that can transpose her with other people and other worlds. And there are planets that have their suns that have been destroyed, and it's up to Captain Marvel and her buddies, the Marvels, plural, to try to put all of that right. And yes, there is a sort of a preview of coming attractions kind of thing dubbed in at the very end of the credits, but that doesn't make the film any more endurable. It's rated PG-13, like most Marvel superhero movies. This is the 33rd Marvel superhero movie. Isn't that amazing? 2 stars. For the Marvels. Naiad is another big film with two tremendous actresses, Jodie Foster and Annette Bening. And it's a story of Diana Naiad, who a couple of years ago dazzled the world by swimming 103 miles. She's the first human being to ever do it without a shark cage. And she swam 103 miles between Cuba and Key West, Florida. But the fact is she was 64 years old, and she had tried it before when she was 28, but failed. And she had a bunch of failures, too, before her epic accomplishment. Annette Bening gives her all in a very demanding performance, and Jodie Foster plays her partner, who is also an aging athlete, but who feels the need to support Diana with her ongoing obsession. Listen.
The swim I want to do is 60 hours. That's Cuba to Florida.
Absolutely not. No. That's insane, Diana. You tried that when you were 28, and you did not make it when you were 28. You're 60.
I don't believe in imposed limitations.
The only one who gets to decide if I'm through is me.
Okay, just a little swim.
It's 100 miles or 60 hours of constant swimming. But what I'm most afraid of is sharks and man of war. I just know I can do it, and I couldn't do it without you.
All right, okay.
Okay, basically, spoiler alert, if you read anything at all about Diana Nyad, she did much better with swimming than she did after her achievement. She was on Dancing with the Stars, and that didn't go so well. That's kind of interesting to look at, too. It's just when you talk about dramatizing swimming for 60 hours, you get one of the problems with the film. The problem with the film is people know about this achievement. Yes, there are a few sharks that show up, but they don't jump appropriately because they have to find different ways to chase them off rather than using a shark cage. Look, Jodie Foster is terrific. She gives her all. Annette Bening looks uncannily like Diana Nyad, and good for her. And yes, we hear several times that Nyad, which is a name that Diana got from her stepfather, is a Greek mythology water creature, water nymph. The film is rated R for some harsh language, and there are some fairly intense scenes where Diana is not succeeding. 2 stars for Nyad. Again, you will enjoy the film most in its early stages before the quest gets focused, and then you have the feeling of you've been swimming not for 60 hours, but for plenty of time. Coming up on The Medved Show, we have a special broadcast tomorrow, and it's a broadcast of a history program which couldn't be more relevant, or if I dare say so, necessary. The show is called Why They Fight, the true story of the Arab-Israeli conflict. For instance, there's so many people who have the idea that this is a conflict that has been going on for thousands of years. Arabs haven't been in that part of the world for thousands of years. What is the real story? How there once was a Jewish commonwealth, and a powerful one, under King David and under King Solomon, who we now know, because we have archaeological proof, were real historical characters. They weren't made up. How do you go from that to the current day and the rebirth of the modern state of Israel and the return of a very widely dispersed people to a homeland which now, for the first time in at least 2,000 years, the majority of Jewish people actually live in the land of ancient Israel? We will be getting to that and to more, all coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.